USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As historic low temperatures and wind chills grip the Midwest, Chicago's mayor says late yesterday everybody in his city should just stay inside for the next few days.
The temperatures tomorrow and Thursday are not to be taken lightly. These are actually a public health risk.
Schools close today and tomorrow in Chicago, where wind chills are expected to fall to minus 60. This coldest weather in a generation, leaving six people dead already in the Midwest. And it's headed also towards the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic.
He failed at business, and now I think it's fair to say he is failing at government.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg referring to President Trump as he visits New Hampshire. He's considered entering the 2020 race, but so far hasn't formally declared a candidacy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The president will speak, and now we've learned who the Democrat is who will respond next week, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Developments regarding the State of the Union. After President Trump delivers his address Tuesday, February 5th, Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams says she's honored to have been picked. She gained national attention when she tried to become the first female black governor. Word is, she may run for Senate.
The FBI says in a final report on the Las Vegas mass shooting that the gunman sought infamy. Still, the report released yesterday saying investigators and behavioral analysts cannot determine an actual motive for that October 2017 attack on a country music festival that killed dozens. Stephen Paddock committed suicide as police were closing in. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Venezuela's Supreme Court is barring opposition leader Juan Guaido from leaving the country now. The court also ordering Guaido's assets frozen. The country is in the midst of a struggle between him and President Nicolas Maduro. Now, the U.S. calling Maduro's election illegitimate and along with several other governments is now backing the opposition leader as interim president. The court is filled with Maduro allies, though, and in 2017 it nullified the power of the legislature after Maduro's opposition won brief control. 5 people, including 3 company workers, are in jail after a dam burst on Friday at a mining facility in Brazil, killing at least 84 people. There are still 276 people missing. Rescue teams are still searching in the mud and the sludge. The earthen dam was filled with mining waste and sludge when it burst at about midday Friday, washing away hundreds of miners who were on their lunch break at the time. R&B singer and songwriter James Ingram has died. Reports are the 66-year-old passed away of brain cancer. Ingram won 2 Grammy Awards in the 80s for the songs 100 Ways and Ya Mo Be There. He earned 12 more Grammy nominations during his career, including one for Somewhere Out There with Linda Ronstadt. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.